St. John reminds us of the depth of God's love. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? Little children, let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and action.
Falls, and rushing over the falls are tons of gallons of water. And next to the falls at an observatory are a family and a young man, a little boy. And the family, the mom and dad, aren't looking at the boy. And he begins to play by the edge of the falls. In fact, he steps over the barrier and begins to play. And then he falls, and he begins to fall. And out of nowhere, Superman comes and saves him and picks him up and drops him back with his family. And I remember seeing that movie the first time I'd ever seen a superhero, and I was mesmerized. I was absolutely mesmerized by this superhuman person. I remember going home and I had a onesie and I would put my arms through it but not my feet so I could run around like I had a cape and I could picture that I too was Superman. Do you know, since then, when I was a kid, we used to just have Superman and Spider-Man in a couple. But now we have so many superheroes, don't we? Now we don't have just Superman and Spider-Man, we have Thor and Black Widow and so many others. I can't even name them all. The thing is, though, we'd love to think about these superheroes and we'd love to see them in movies. But we understand it's all fiction, don't we? It's not real. We kind of check out of life for a moment so we can see these superhuman people doing supernatural acts. But today, we don't step out of our lives to remember something fictional. Today, in this sacred space, we are very present in life to remember not fictional superheroes, but real heroes, ordinary men and women who did extraordinary things. As we remember today, we remember who they were. They weren't from other worlds or other places. They are among us. They were among us. They were our next-door neighbors, our grandparents, our mothers, our fathers, our sons and daughters, our husbands and wives. They were loved ones. We remember those among us. We remember what they did. We remember their acts of courage. As some of them stepped behind typewriters or stepped into uniforms as doctors and nurses, we remember some of them that stepped into airplanes, stepped into boats, stepped into foxholes. We also remember those that stepped out of those boats onto shore, stepped out of foxholes. We remember their sacrifice. We also remember what we gain from them. We are here today. We could say freedom, but I don't feel that that word is even precise enough. What we gain from them is a vision of love, real love. We look and we remember those who stood in our place so that we didn't have to. this act of deep love. We remember today also Christ. In our reading today, we see this. This is how we know what love is, that Christ laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. We remember today Christ who stepped out of heaven and into humanity, into the complexities of humanity, both the places of celebration as well as the darkness and grief and reality of what it is to be human. Christ among us. We remember Christ on this cross, the one who stepped to the cross on our behalf. And this we see as an act of love, that we can know what God looks like. Today, as we remember those whose acts showed us what love is. We also remember today that Christ stands with us in our humanity, in our lives, in the times now of freedom and beauty and complexity. And Christ stood with those brave young men and women then as well, in the midst of very difficult places. Today we remember our heroes. Today we remember.
I invite you to stand with me once again. John reminded us during his talk that today we remember those who have stood in our place and have given themselves for us, that we might not have to go through what they have gone through on our behalf. Our next hymn is a treasured hymn to many people. It reminds us of the amazing sacrificial acts that Jesus went through for us. The Bible word for that is grace. That means an awful lot of love that we didn't deserve, but that God showed it to us anyway, because he loves us so much. And so we're going to sing of that amazing grace that God sent Jesus to stand in our place, even though we didn't deserve it, so that we wouldn't have to die. Let's sing together.
Amazing grace. But now I
As we remain standing together, let's join together in the words which have united the church around the world, which unite us today, and which allow us to declare our faith together. Please join these words if you feel comfortable doing so. Together we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated, and some of our uniformed organisations are going to come now and lead us in our prayers of intercession.
A very good morning. Intercessions comes this morning from our uniformed organisations linked with the church. And our uniformed volunteer leaders will say the prayer that will appear on your screen. Our young organised members will then respond. And then the congregation will respond with a simple line that will appear in bold on the screen.
We pray for the servicemen and women who have died in the violence of war, each one remembered by and known to God.
May God give peace.
God give peace.
We pray for those who love them in death as in life, offering the distress of our grief and the sadness of our loss.
May God give peace.
God give peace.
We pray for all the members of the armed forces who are in danger this day, remembering family, friends, and all who pray for their safe return.
May God give peace.
God give peace.
We pray for civilian women, children, and men whose lives are disfigured by war or terror, calling to mind in penitence the anger and hatreds of humanity.
May God give peace.
We pray for peacemakers and peacekeepers who seek to keep this world secure and free.
May God give peace.
We pray for all those who bear the burden and privilege of leadership, political, military, and religious, asking for gifts of wisdom and resolving the search for reconciliation and peace.
May God give peace.
God give peace.
O God of truth and justice, we hold before you those whose memory we cherish and those whose names we will never know. Help us to lift our eyes above the torment of this broken world and grant us the grace to pray for those who wish us harm. As we honour the past, may we put our faith in your future, for you are the source of life and hope, now and forever. Amen. And we'll now say the words of the prayer our Saviour taught us. Words will be on the screen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Well, thank you very much to our uniformed organisations for being here this morning. For bringing in our flags, for leading us in our prayers. And thank you to family and friends for joining us as well. A few notices as our service draws towards its conclusion. We'd love to see you if you're able to make it next Saturday during the day. Is our annual winter warmer fair as we look forward to Christmas. If you would like to come back, there's always a huge selection of great stalls to look around. It's a great start to the Christmas and the Advent season. That's next Saturday here in church. Please do come and join us. I'm not sure this year whether donkeys are in attendance or not. They are. Excellent. Come along, meet the donkey, have some mulled wine and share the seasonal spirits together. That would be great and you'd be very welcome to do that. It also allows us a chance to put folk in the picture about some of our Christmas services. You might have seen about those through some of the flyers. We'll have more information next Saturday. And then going through to those of you who receive the messenger and live locally. You're especially welcome to our Advent Carol service. That's here on the 1st of December at 4 o'clock in the afternoon for a 4:30 start. And then there's also a Christingle service that morning. We recognise that lots of people love Christingle, kind of a candle-based service in the morning of Advent on the 1st of December. Please do come and join us for that. There's lots happening that week. You might be aware that we are about to welcome our new vicar, Reverend Gemma Ball, to join us, and she is going to be welcomed officially by the Bishop of Bristol and the church here on the 5th of December in the evening, 7:30 on the 5th of December. If you're able to join us for that, you would be very welcome to that service as well. If all of that's just too long and far in the future, we have Messy Church this afternoon. There's equally our evening service as usual, and we'll be finishing off our series, which we've called the Jesus Series, in our next two Sundays morning services. Where we've been asking some really exciting questions about who Jesus is, what he's done, and we've been reminding ourselves of those truths. You'd be really welcome to come and join us over the next course of the next few Sunday mornings. As our service draws to a close, I'm going to invite Tony and some of our church family here to come up, and they're going to lead us in an act of commitment as we go out. Guys, as you're coming to the front, let me just remind us of some of our words from our reading earlier in the service. We know love by this, that Jesus laid down his life for us. And then John writing to the church, a church in many ways not dissimilar from the church here, just a gathering of ordinary people looking to live out their lives full of Christian truth and hope. He says this, little children, let us love not in word and speech. We've had lots of words this morning, good words, weighty words, but let us love not in words and speech, but in truth and action. And so I invite us all now to stand together as a congregation. And as members of the church family here, lead us. If you would like to respond as to how we might live this truth in action, I invite you to undertake to do so now.
So let us commit ourselves to responsible living and faithful service. Will you strive for all that makes for peace?
We will.
Will you seek to heal the wounds of war?
We will.
Will you work for a just future for all humanity?
We will.
Let's join in this prayer together. Together we pray. Strengthen our hearts and hands and minds, O Lord, to work together for peace, to see you in one another, and to seek your kingdom above all things, that your will may be seen to be done, and your kingdom come, through Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Amen. So go forth to the world in peace. Be of courage. Hold fast that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted, honour everyone, love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit and the blessing of God Almighty. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit dwell richly in your hearts. Enlighten them to the love of your Heavenly Father in Jesus Christ our Lord, and fill you with the power of the Holy Spirit to live and work for him. Now and forever. Amen. Do remain standing. We're going to close our service now with a great hymn. It's going to appear on the screen, but number 166, if you'd like to follow it in the books. And at the end of this hymn, please do go straight down, if you'd like to, the stairs just on our left-hand side at the front of the church here, where you can warm up, if you need to, with a cup of tea or coffee. It'd be great to say hello to you there. But as we remain standing, let's sing Crown Hymn with Many Crowns.